93.5, 95.3. It's the new Connect FM, Tay and Jay Show. Lance, Jeremy Warner.
Joined now by Megan Montemurro from the Northwest Herald, covers the Sox and Cubs. She was in the room yesterday for the Ozzie Guillen rant. And Megan, I'm a huge Ozzie Guillen supporter. Loved his rant yesterday. But the chair flip, it seemed a little staged to me. You were there.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much everyone that was in the room kind of was expecting him to not be very happy after that. I mean, he came in there. He was in there. He beat some reporters down from the press box.
Wow.
That's how fast he was in there. And, you know, it just kind of kept building throughout. He started pretty much cutting reporters off and answering whatever he wanted to say, not really even, you know, answering the right questions. But, you know, I mean, he has the right to be mad. They've blown 6 out of 7 saves, and it was ugly yesterday.
Well, Megan, I heard you ask him a question, and like you said, he just totally ignored it.
Yep, pretty much. I had wanted to ask him if, you know, he was going to start putting Thornton in non-save situations to kind of try and get him back in a groove, and, you know, then he went off and said that, you know, it's everybody, you know, everyone's having issues, and that, you know, he just kind of went on his own tangents, and he said it's not about Thornton, it's about all those guys, and he put 3 different ones out there, and nobody did their job.
So where do the Sox go from here? I mean, is Thornton done as the closer? I thought he was the right guy. I know he's been great as that lefty specialist, that one-inning guy or that one batter guy. Do they look somewhere else, and who's that guy?
Yeah, I think it's going to take some time for him to get trust back in Thornton. So I don't really see it. But at the same time, there's limited options when you have Phil Lumber filling in the number 5 spot with Peavy still out for a bit. And Will Omen doesn't, even Guillen said the other day, still doesn't really completely trust him and his ability to get the job done. So I would expect to see Sergio Santos out there in the 9th for any save situations. He's posted the best numbers for the Sox right now. He's thrown 7.2 innings, only allowed 5 hits with 3 walks and 9 strikeouts. So I think Guillen had mentioned him in the past that he'd be in contention to have the opportunity to save some games. So I'd expect to see him out there for the next save opportunity.
Megan Montemurro from the Northwest Herald. She covers the Sox and the Cubs. And my question, Megan, I mentioned this to Jeremy a second ago and said it yesterday. There's nothing more frustrating than when a save is blown and your team's been leading the entire game. What's it done to the Sox in general? I mean, you talk to the guys. Are they all still fairly upbeat about at this time?
Yeah, they were. I mean, the clubhouse obviously saved for Thornton, who is pretty much sitting in there waiting for all of us to come in after we were done with Ozzy. I mean, Dangs was laughing afterward, and, you know, Konerko was just chilling. And, you know, pretty much what Konerko had said was that once they get over this hump and are finally able to close out a 9th inning, you know, he expects it to come on a 1-2-3 type of inning, and then after that, you know, these issues will be past them. But obviously until that happens, I mean, I think every fan who was at the ballpark was kind of just dreading what happened. I mean, there was one person that was standing close enough to the press box where he could hear him yelling to bring back Bobby Jenks. So, I mean, obviously people are pretty fed up with it, but the players, Konerko especially, said, you know, that they're all going to stick together and you have to learn to trust your bullpen because they're going to win you games too.
Megan, you bring up Bobby Jenks, and he's a guy that criticized Ozzie Guillen a lot in this offseason, saying he didn't know how to manage a bullpen. Do you think there's any truth to that now that with what we've seen?
I say to a certain extent. I mean, it's hard to say. When Guillen has talked a lot about not letting his starters pitch too many innings, throw too many pitches, so that's why you haven't seen anyone like Danks or Jackson or Burley go out for that 9th inning when they've only thrown about 95 to maybe 100 pitches. And then you have Chris Sale, who, you know, before yesterday's game, Guillen said he wasn't planning on using him because he had thrown 34 pitches in 2 innings the day before. And then yet we see him warming up and he's the first one to come out in the 9th. So there's some inconsistencies. I don't know if it's a lack of communication. Chris Sale after said that he talked to the pitching coach Cooper, and Told him that he was asked if he was going to be fine to go yesterday, and he said he was. So I don't know if there's a lack of communication between all the different coaches and the players, but I don't know. I can definitely see where those comments could come from.
Megan, I know a couple days ago, Jeremy, I talked about Mark Burley. I mean, here's a guy that has no hitters, perfect games. I mean, if anybody on that pitching staff can go nine innings, you would think it's Mark Burley. He doesn't overthrow. He doesn't throw a lot of pitches. Now, I mean, is this going forward? I mean, is this Ozzie's best option now is to just say, you know what, maybe if a guy's rolling, maybe I should leave him in?
Well, that was a question that I was interested in asking yesterday, but he only took five before storming off. But, he hasn't done it three times previous in this homestand, so it's hard to say that he's suddenly going to change his mind. But it is something I think you have to consider, especially when all those pitchers, Burley, even Gavin Floyd, Danks, Jackson, and those four of their starts, they were just completely mowing down the opposition.
Right.
I think whatever team they were facing didn't have more than five hits, and they only gave up one, maybe two runs. So I was surprised that Danks got pulled yesterday. But credit him for sticking to his philosophy that, you know, he's not going to overwork his starters. And, you know, the bullpen is going to have to show what they're worth at some point this season.
Well, Megan, and that's what I kind of want to talk to you about is, besides the bullpen, this team looks phenomenal right now. So we'll talk about that next. We're going to sit through a break. We'll be back on the T&J Show, 93.5,
95.3. The new Connect FM. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Lante, Jeremy Warner, we are the T&J Show, 4:33, April 14th. That means it's Thursday, Jeremy.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah, happy Thursday to you.
We're talking to Megan Montemurro from the Northwest Herald. She covers both the Sox and Cubs. Was at the Sox loss yesterday. Another extra inning affair, and they lost again to the Oakland A's. 7-4, bullpen with the problems. But Megan, as we were saying before the break, the rest of the team looks pretty solid. The starting pitchers have only given up 29 runs and in 12 innings. The defense had a couple problems, but the hitting's been great too. But talk about what the starters have really been able to do for the Sox. It looks like the starters are as strong as people thought they were in the preseason.
Yeah, I mean, pitching-wise, I definitely think they're starting four, and when you had PV back in the fold, if he can pick up where, you know, he left off early last year, they're definitely going to be tough to beat when you have Danks and Burley, two lefties that really good. Burley works super fast. I know one point when I was watching the game the other day, I looked down for 30 seconds to write down a note, and he already threw three pitches. So, I mean, he's a quick worker. He's a veteran that gets the job done. He's a great fielder, and he's really the leader on that staff. And then when you look at the position players, I mean, they're hitting pretty well, with the exception of Alex Rios. I mean, that lineup is stacked 1-9.
What is the buzz right now about Jake Peavy?
He's had two rehab starts. He's going to pitch again next 5 days from yesterday.
Okay.
For Double A, so he probably has at least two, potentially three, rehab starts to go.
Oh, wow.
On his start yesterday, he was held to limited to 80 pitches. So I would say maybe if you're optimistic by like the last week of April, maybe that last weekend in April, but still they're really not sure. I mean, this is an injury that's pretty uncommon, especially for pitchers, so it's definitely something that they don't want to rush him back. PV was actually in town on Monday, I believe, and he talked to reporters a little bit, and he was saying that, you know, he tried to push himself too much in spring training, and his body, you know, was telling him that he had to slow it down. So he's just taking his time, wanting to make sure that when he comes back up with the club that he's 100% and can go 6-7 innings and throw 100 pitches and be able to get the job done.
Talking with Megan Montemurro from the Northwest Herald in Crystal Lake. You can read your stuff at nwherald.com. Megan, Adam Dunn back in the lineup. I know he's only 1-for-8 since he's come back, but what does that do for the team, and how is he feeling after that appendectomy?
It definitely helps. Rios had been hitting the three spot, and as his 212 average attests, you know, he's been struggling a little bit. Guillen said yesterday that he's looked a little bit lost at the plate, and it's going to take him some time to find his groove from where he left off at spring training. So that definitely helps. He moves back down to the sixth spot with Dunn back batting third. And Guillen had said even on Monday that when Dunn does return to the lineup, it's going to take him a few games to get back into the swing of things, get back into a rhythm, finally see live pitching after missing six games. And he had said the day before he came back that he was feeling a lot better. He was a little sore still when he was running, but he felt a lot better than he had, obviously, since his surgery.
And switching sides of town, Megan, I know you've been covering the Sox since they've been home. The Cubs are coming back home in a little bit, but they win the series at Houston. And this is kind of the part of their schedule where they need to win series. This seems to be the weaker part of their schedule early on.
Yeah, I mean, they are going to have a challenge. They're heading to Colorado, facing a tough Rockies team. So, I mean, if they can at least take one out there, that should be good. But, I mean, looking at the division, there's no one running away right now. I mean, they're 500. They're two games back of Cincinnati. I think you have to be pretty impressed with where they're at. I mean, they don't have their 4 and 5 starters right now, and Randy Wells and Andrew Cashner, who are on the DL. So, for all things considered, and, you know, with a new manager and trying out guys in different positions, I think you should be fairly happy that they've at least been competitive. Their second game against the Astros, they kind of got blown out there. But there haven't been many blowouts. They've been in a lot of close games. So I think them sitting at 6-6 right now is definitely a positive.
You know, Carlos Zambrano is sitting 2-0 now after the win last night, but an ERA of 6.11. So is this, what should we expect now? Is Zambrano back, or is he, I mean, he's still giving up a lot of runs?
I think so. I mean, I think. Cubs manager Mike Quadi has done a good job of, you know, coming to an understanding. It helps that he was here with the team last year. He knows what Zambrano is capable of doing. And, I mean, obviously time will tell. When the Cubs are, if the Cubs ever go into a 7-game slide and Zambrano gives up 10 runs in 3 innings, I mean, that'll be the sign if he's gotten over that hump.
Sure.
But I think early on, I think you can say that things are going as well as you can hope for him right now.
All right, Megan Montemurro, Northwest Herald. The subject of the day for us has been jerseys. NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, anything. How many jerseys do you own? Do you wear them a lot?
Let's see. I know I have an old LA Sparks Lisa Leslie jersey.
Holy cow.
When I was really young. Obviously, that doesn't fit anymore. I did, not going to lie, I did have a Ryan Terrio jersey, but
the riot.
But that cannot be worn now that A, obviously I cover the Cubs, and B, that he's on the Cardinals. So
right.
That's a no-no at this point. But my brothers are big jersey collector wearers, so there are definitely quite a few around the house. And I do still have an Aurelius Ben, now Trulon nice. Henry jersey as well, Illini. But other than that, that's probably the only one that I really wear.
What's the last jersey you bought? Was it the Regis Ben one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking with some people online, and they said, yeah, the great thing about college jerseys, yep, you can't get burned on them because somebody else is going to have the number sooner or later.
Exactly. Well, that's like a lot of people who bought the number 5 Mendenhall jersey. You had LeSure, and obviously someone will probably wear it again this upcoming year.
Yeah, Steve Hull
is the guy. Safety.
Oh, yes, that's who it is. Yes. So there you go. You'll become a huge Hull fan.
You'll be a defensive back safety guy now.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yes.
Well, Megan, thank you so much. We always appreciate you coming on and getting us up to speed on the Sox and the Cubs.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on again.
Thank you, Megan. We appreciate that. Megan Montemurro from the Northwest Herald.
You can follow her online at nwherald.com. And we're talking baseball. We're going to talk a lot more baseball. But obviously, we weren't talking about a month ago a lot.
No.
Because spring has sprung. The trees are blooming. The sun is shining. And your spring cleaning list has never been longer.
Yeah, but have no fear. SK Home Improvement will help you knock out that honey-do list in no time.
Their certified professionals have years of experience providing quality, trusted services to the area. This is what they'll do. It's a long list.
I know.
Here. They do fencing, roofing, siding, windows, gutters, and decks. They'll do everything but mow your lawn. They also offer the best warranties on all their products. Call today for a free quote at 398-4812. That's 398-4812.
Or, this is kind of the neat deal, you can request a quote online, and that's where a lot of people are now, on the computer. So you can get a quote from them online. Just go to skhomeimprovement.com. That's skhomeimprovement.com.
Yeah, just talk to Steve or Kyle. They're trusted in the area, well-known. They have great great respect in the air. 398-4812.
We are back on the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.